This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
This episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. You know when you're at a party and someone casually drops a travel finance tip that makes you rethink every trip you've ever booked? That's the energy Smart Travel brings. Except it's backed by serious research and delivered in a way that's actually fun to listen to. They cover topics like which flight deals are actually deals and which are just clickbait, how to get value from your points instead of settling for that tiny reward at checkout, and the smartest ways to book flights without laying that exhausting game of guess the cheapest day. If you care about traveling well and not overspending to do it, this is a show you'll want in your rotation. Travel smarter and spend less with help from NerdWallet. Follow Smart Travel wherever you get your podcasts.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here for another weekly edition of The Quick Hits, our up-to-date news in the world of points and miles and travel. So thank you, as always, for being with us today. I think this is going to be a shorter episode or shorter quick hits, I hope. There's not a ton of news as of this recording this week, so let me just go ahead and jump right into it. I know that tax time is coming up, for better or for worse. So if you are like myself, a business owner, or maybe someone that has a high amount of income and has to do estimated quarterly taxes, you're probably thinking about paying these taxes or needing to pay these taxes, especially upcoming here by April 15th. And so keep in mind, you can use credit cards to make your tax payments. Just because this is a quick hit, it's not going to unpack all the numbers and breakdown of all the things. You can find a lot of that online in general. But one thing to note, in general, it's less about how much points you earn on your tax payments and more about how well you redeem your points. But that being said, if you, for the most part, are using a personal card, and you're getting 2x of value on your card, such as the Capital One Venture X cards, then you're going to go ahead and receive 2x of value on your tax payment. And that's going to eat up most of the expense for a personal card. If you're using a business card, well, the fee is higher. And for that, don't forget, there is a trick where you can go ahead and if you connect your business card to a PayPal account and then use, I believe it's ACI payments that allows you to pay via PayPal, you can go ahead and actually get the personal card rate, which is closer to 1.75, 1.85% to make your tax payment. I make all of my tax payments via credit card, and it just depends on what I have going on, which card I'm trying to get a sign-up bonus for, or I'm trying to earn the most points for at the time. That determines what I actually use myself. This current upcoming tax payment, I personally plan to use my new American Airlines Globe MasterCard, not because it has a great multiplier or anything like that, but my tax payment that I actually don't know yet because my accountant hasn't finished my taxes yet, but I assume I'm going to owe something because I almost always do, no matter how much I pay in estimated taxes. I will go ahead and knock out my sign-up bonus for that card with that and call that a day, basically. So that's my personal one I'm going to be doing. Oftentimes, I've used my American Airlines card, or I'll use a Chase Freedom Unlimited card, something that's earning 1.5 or maybe even a 2X card, my Amex Business Platinum card through PayPal, which will earn me 2x, and I'll pay less than a 2x or 2% fee. So again, tax time's coming up. I know there's a lot of thoughts around that specifically. And no matter what you hear out there or what Amex tells you, you will not lose out on your eligibility for a sign-up bonus or anything like that for making a tax payment. Now, the exception to that is Bilt with the new Bilt Palladium and other cards. They have specifically said tax payments are not eligible for points and miles and such. I am inclined to believe them. They know the game pretty well because the founder of the points guy, Brian Kelly, is one of their head advisory individuals. So because of that, I would suggest at least do not plan to use your new Bilt card to try to earn points on your tax payment, because you might find yourself SOL when you go ahead and do that. Also, don't forget, we do have our episode with Rachel Earle that came out last year. That was episode 75. That's all about the philosophy of points and miles from a CPA's perspective. which points, when is it a taxable event in the points and miles world? How does that impact you as a business owner versus personal consumer? There's a few things in that episode 75 that's fantastic that I'd highly recommend that you go ahead and check out if you haven't already, especially if you're concerned about the taxation of points and the points you earn with your credit cards and sign-up bonuses and such.
You've heard me talk about Bilt as the loyalty program that lets you earn points on rent wherever you live, and they just leveled up even more. As of 2026, homeowners can also earn up to 1.25x points on their mortgage payments. This is thanks to Bilt's three new credit cards, the Palladium Card, Obsidian Card, and Blue Card. All three turn your housing payments, rent or mortgage, into flexible rewards, so you can choose the card that fits your lifestyle without missing out on points and exclusive benefits. Bilt points can be redeemed at top airlines and hotels, Amazon.com purchases, future rent payments, and even more. Bilt points have also been ranked by top publications as the industry's most valuable points currency. Your housing payment is already your biggest expense. Make it your most rewarding. Find the card that fits your lifestyle and apply today at joinbilt.com/journey. That is joinbilt.com/journey. Make sure to use our URL so they know that we sent you. Terms and limitations apply. Subject to approval and eligibility, Bilt cards are issued by Column NA, member FDIC, pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
So a quick heads up, if you use or have been considering to use Thrifty Traveler Premium, you have to sign up for this today as this gets released, because the ending of this is literally today, March 13th. And so they've announced a price increase that's going to take effect March 14th, which will move the annual price from $99 to $129 and their Premium Plus tier from $149 to $189 per year. Now, there's a short window where, again, you can actually lock in the current price for life. So up until, again, today, this started on March 10th. We put this in our newsletter. We also put this in our Facebook group and our WhatsApp community chat to give people time to process all this. But if you're only hearing this now for the first time, new members can still sign up at the current rate, and that lower rate will stay with you at renewal period going forward for life. If you're not familiar with Thrifty Traveler, I've mentioned it in my list of favorite tools in the points and miles world. It's in our blog post, and we have a full episode on that as well. But basically, Thrifty Traveler sends alerts for cheap flights, mistake fares, and award deals, including things like discounted flights to Europe, Hawaii deals, and even business class seats as well. And a single good deal can easily cover the cost of the annual membership. We do have our own affiliate link, full disclosure, for that. So if you'd like to take advantage of that, get $20 off your first year. And again, lock in a lower fare for life if you continue to renew. Now is the absolute time to do so. By popular demand, and when I say popular demand, I mean in our WhatsApp chat, we have people that talk on a daily basis, and not in a bad way, in a great way. They communicate, they talk through stories, they tell about their family and points and miles and travel and a lot of really cool things. They share what they're looking for, they ask questions, a lot of good things. We have such a phenomenal community, points and miles community in our WhatsApp community. And that community has said that they would love to be able to meet all the people that they're talking with on basically a daily basis in person. I candidly was like, hey guys, I have a lot going on. I don't have the capacity to kind of put all of this together at this point. And thus, a few individuals raised their hands and formed the Party Planning Committee, as we're calling them. So shout out to Rosie. Rosie actually has an episode that's going to be coming out here in a couple weeks. Natasha, who had an episode last year, and then Susan, who's been vital in our community as well. So they have formed the Party Planning Committee and specifically have been working to put together a meetup for our entire community. And with said meetup, we've put a survey out. It's been in our newsletter. We're going to link it in our show notes. You have until March 31st to go ahead and put in what dates work the best for you that have been listed. If all of the dates work for you that are in the survey, go ahead and check all of them and the cities that you would like to perhaps meet at. And the Party Planning Committee will work to put together a meetup so we can all get a chance to meet in person and talk points and miles, have a drink, have some dinner, probably burn our resi credits at the same time, all the things. I don't know what's going to happen yet. I'm trusting these ladies to put together something fantastic and something that's going to be just great, low-key, and informal for all of us. I might even try to figure out to get some Boldly Go swag in there as well, some other exciting surprises possibly, but we'll have to see. You'll have to be there to find out. But I'm super excited, and thank you to you ladies as well for making this happen and for putting the effort out to doing so. Speaking of Rosie, Rosie actually was our second contributor to our blog. As you probably recall, we opened up our blog for guest contributions. She talked about her stay and her family's stay at the Waldorf Astoria, Costa Rica. Had a beautiful, beautiful write-up on our blog that you can catch. That will be going out in our newsletter probably next week, but it is live on our site right now. I know a lot of members in our WhatsApp chat have already saw it, and they really loved the write-up and the way that she broke down and reviewed, giving things a score, 5 out of 10, 8 out of 10, all those different things for this property specifically. So if you've been eyeing the Waldorf Astoria, Costa Rica, great write-up. Thank you again, Rosie, for that. And also, I know your daughter loved the $20 nuggets there. I know your wallet did not probably love it as much because you were trying to put all as much as possible on points. It's a Waldorf Astoria, but thanks again for that contribution. And we're super excited. If you are wanting to contribute as well to our blog, you have a great write-up. You want to talk about a family story like Rosie, like Brian, who talked about the JW Masai Mara a few weeks ago. Please, we have the link in our show notes for our form. You can submit your own write-up, and we'll go ahead and put it on our site as well. Also in the world of points and miles, Rove Miles continues to expand its list of airline partners, and the newest addition is Scandinavian Airlines. You can now actually transfer Rove Miles to SAS EuroBonus at a 1-to-1 ratio, and Scandinavian Airlines is SAS basically. But to celebrate their launch, similar to what they did with JL, Rove is offering a 20% transfer bonus through April 8th. So that means 1,000 Rove miles will convert into 1,200 SAS miles during the promo period. So this partnership is pretty notable because Rove is currently the only transferable points currency that partners with SAS, giving travelers a really nice new way to access the program, even though it's not as big as a Chase or an Amex. And SAS actually has a few solid redemption opportunities. For example, you can get business class flights between the US and Europe around 60,000 miles each way on SAS-operated flights. And the program doesn't add carrier-imposed surcharges, which can really help to keep the cost pretty low. Another really interesting perk is that SAS offers a 50% mileage discount for children ages 2 through 11 on award tickets when you are flying on SAS-operated flights, which can make it particularly valuable for families. So Rove also says that SAS award availability is now searchable directly inside their platform, so you can even check space before transferring miles. So I think it's a great addition. It really introduces a new player overall into the points and miles space. And with that 20% transfer bonus running for the first month, it really could be worth a look if you're planning a trip to Europe and you've been utilizing Rove miles over the last year or so to start stacking points that can be transferred to other places. One thing I do want to also note as well, if you have an Amex personal platinum card that has that $50 Saks benefit on it, you might want to think about using that benefit now or sooner rather than later, basically, because more Saks stores are closing and it's probably a better idea to use that benefit sooner, because I know it's not much, it's only $50, but with the amount of Saks stores closing, I believe they might have filed for bankruptcy at some point as well. This is probably a benefit that's either going to go away completely, or if you wait too long, you might try to order something that just never arrives, which some people have already had happen, because of the fact that Saks is a little bit in turmoil. So milk that benefit as best as possible while you can. American Airlines just launched a new promotion that could help you earn a head start on elite status this year, and I actually took advantage of this myself. So through April 30th, Advantage members can actually earn up to 5,000 bonus loyalty points by completing certain flight activities, but you have to register before booking your flights for them to count. So here's how the bonuses break down. You'll earn 500 bonus loyalty points for every flight segment you take. You can also earn an additional 1,000 loyalty points per segment if your flight departs from or arrives at select airports in Mexico or in the Caribbean. And if you're traveling through work or for work, meaning if you have the American Airlines Advantage business kind of set up as well, there's another opportunity because business travelers booking through Advantage Business or corporate travel can earn an extra 1,000 loyalty points per segment. So there are a couple important caveats to this. Again, the flights must be marketed and operated by American or American Eagle, and basic economy tickets do not count. While this promo doesn't give you extra redeemable miles, the bonus loyalty points can definitely help accelerate your progress towards your American Airlines status for this new status year that started on March 1st. So if you already have American Airlines flights planned, this is an easy one to register with before booking them. What I actually did myself, because I'm leaving for a few different trips here over the next few weeks, is I actually looked at the pricing and it was like a $20, $30 difference from when I originally bought the tickets. So what I personally did is I rebooked the brand new flight for my same destination, same dates and everything. I put that flight on hold. I canceled my previous booking, got the flight credit for that. And again, I already registered for this promotion before doing all this, by the way. And then what I did is I went ahead and applied that flight credit towards my new booking and only had to pay $20 or $30 more out of pocket for it. For me, that $20 or $30, it was worth it for the 2,000 plus loyalty points I would get. Because again, that really helps with grabbing status. And as I mentioned many times on the show, my goal is always to hit American Airlines Platinum Pro each year. So that's was a no-brainer for me. But if you do have something that you haven't booked yet, again, before April 30th, take advantage of this and register and then book to grab these bonus loyalty points. And lastly, in a rare move in the points world, Emirates just made some changes to its partner award chart, and surprisingly, many of them are actually a little bit better. So Emirates recently consolidated many of its airline partners into a new unified award chart. And for a lot of routes, especially shorter flights, the number of points required has actually gone down. So this applies to partners like Korean Air, TAP Portugal, Malaysia Airlines, Copa, Condor, and South African Airways, among a few others. So the biggest winners are actually the short distance flights. For example, economy flights under 900 miles have dropped by up to 50%. And business class flights under 1,500 miles can be 40 to 70% cheaper than before. Now, to be clear, not every partner is included in this new chart. So airlines like Air Canada, United, and Japan Airlines are still using the old pricing structure. And Qantas has its own complete separate chart, by the way. But in general, some shorter flights have also dropped in price amongst these airlines. So let's just keep expectations a little bit realistic. Emirates partner awards weren't exactly super cheap before, so these changes mostly make them more competitive rather than some super amazing sweet spots. But in a world where we usually see loyalty programs quietly raising award prices, it's pretty refreshing to see a change that actually moves things in the other direction. And that's it. That's all for everybody for this week. I hope all of you have had a fantastic week. As always, I want to end this with a note of gratitude and thank you. And that thank you is for all of you who listen to the show on a weekly basis that consume our content. I get emails randomly from listeners that have listened to the show and just had great things to say about either the show or the trips that they've taken as a shout out. And I really appreciate all of that. Every single time I hear that and get that feedback from you all, the feedback in the WhatsApp community, the chats, the conversation, people that are so thankful for the creation of this community, it really brings a lot of joy to my heart. And quite honestly, I continue to do this because of that joy that you guys have brought. I do this because of you guys. So I really appreciate any support and all the support that you guys show when it comes to the accolades, the commendation, the likes, the thumbs up. And whatever does make sense when you choose to use our affiliate links, always appreciate that as well. And again, just the kind emails that all of you guys have sent on random occasions because you've taken incredible trips. Got an email this week from Gretchen who talked about an amazing trip that she had with her family of five to Singapore that she experienced on points she had been planning for 2 years. And I love, love, love getting feedback like that. So I appreciate each and every one of you. I hope each and every one of you has a fantastic weekend. It has a great week as well. And as always, we will catch you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, I'm Mike Siegel, and man, oh man, do I love talking about travel. You think I'd get enough of it, touring the world as a stand-up comedian, or just going off on my own personal adventures around the world? No, when I get home, I still have to talk about it. That's how much I love travel. So every week I sit down with a friend, a travel expert, influencer, expat, or anyone from any walk of life who shares my passion for travel. So if you want to hear a fun, casual, off-the-cuff chat about travel from people who love it, listen to the Travel Tales podcast with me, Mike Siegel, wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick question. Do you want travel tips from people who have actually been there?
Our show is co-hosted by Tim Johnson, an award-winning travel journalist who's been to more than 145 countries around the world. And I'm David Brody, the other co-host who's been travel podcasting for 20 years while traveling to 50-plus countries around the world.
In about 10 or 20 minutes per show, we break down a destination with the kind of insight you usually only get from long guidebooks or hours of research.
So if you want expert advice, zero fluff, and travel inspiration that you can actually use, search for Travel Intend wherever you listen to podcasts, or you can also find us at voyescape.com.